This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A ceasefire is in effect now in the war between Israel and Hamas. Palestinians are claiming victory, thousands rallying this morning. But in Israel, some accuse Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of ending the war too soon. President Biden's talking about the ceasefire. Here's our Sagar Magani.
The president said his administration was involved in an hour-by-hour effort to end the 11-day war. He had avoided saying much publicly, with the White House saying it was intensively involved behind the scenes. But Democrats were pushing him to speak out. The president says the U.S. fully supports Israel's right to defend itself, but he also offered condolences for Palestinian lives lost. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More than 200 people died in the fighting, most of them Palestinians. They're trying to boost COVID vaccination rates in New York. So starting next week, anybody who gets vaccinated at select state-run vaccination sites gets a lottery scratch ticket and could win millions. Governor Andrew Cuomo.
It is a situation where everybody wins. Everybody wins. You have a 1 in 9 chance of winning the lottery, but you get the vaccine and you win.
Governor Cuomo's brother, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, is apologizing for being involved in phone calls with Governor Cuomo's staff, having to do with how to respond to sexual harassment allegations against the governor. CNN says it was inappropriate for Chris Cuomo to be involved in those calls. A woman who was beaten and kicked by a man outside a Manhattan building in an incident that highlighted violence against Asian Americans says she prayed for the man who attacked her. A man's in custody, charged with assault. Apple CEO Tim Cook testifies today in a lawsuit alleging the App Store is an illegal monopoly. This is AP News. Experts are predicting a busy Atlantic storm season, but not as bad as last year. Here's our Jennifer King.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is forecasting that the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season will be busier than normal. Forecasters expect 13 to 20 named storms, with up to 10 of those becoming hurricanes, and 3 to 5 major hurricanes, with winds of more than 110 miles an hour. Lead forecaster Matt Rosencrantz points to warmer water, reduced crosswinds, stormy weather coming off of Africa, and no El Nino weather event, which would typically squelch Atlantic hurricane activity. In 2020, there were 30 named storms, so many that meteorologists started naming them after letters in the Greek alphabet. Jennifer King, Washington.
22 states plan to begin blocking that $300 a week federal payment for the unemployed starting in June. Among them, Texas, Georgia, Ohio, and Iowa. That's according to an AP analysis. The payment was included in President Biden's rescue package. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.